Now, he didn't know whose saints today we are celebrating. No. He didn't know the saint, Saint Krishna. So,
I know something about
him. You do? Okay, he was a nice saint, a nice guy. He did play some mischiefs over there. Okay, I'll talk about him. Okay. Well, I'll touch Radha Krishna's some portion. Okay, I had not thought about today to talk about Krishna, but I think it's still been quite fitting to do that. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's a topic. And I'll touch Radha Krishna too, as a, but not the total satsang, some portion I'll touch. Okay, I'll talk some, but I won't go in great mood though. Yes.
I'm not clear on what year, how long was he born, what year or what?
Krishna? Yeah. About 5,000 years back. It was in 19 something. Yeah, 5,000. Exact year, I don't remember, but about 5,000 years. If this is 20th century, 2000 now, about 2,500 Buddha, 2,000 or Jesus, and, yeah, about 5,000 years. But the interesting point is that he or such other souls like Jesus or Buddha, how after so many years even, it's so fresh in a way, no? Now, not necessarily in America, though it's now there, but anywhere, let's say in this country like India or somewhere, how fresh it is here. Like 2,000 years is still, in a way, Jesus is so fresh, you know, in the West. Our Christian countries. That's a marvelous point, though, if you see the point. Whether Krishna, Rama, or Jesus, or some other great men, how they live, at least their name, when other millions of souls are forgotten. Whether we carry on as a dogma, even, whatever, some truth is behind it. How this really carries on thousands of years, it's amazing. What is it behind it which makes it perpetuate the name, whether you do it devotedly or as a ritual? But how does it perpetuate actually? How do the people carry on? Why not they just forget? Though all may not be in the same devotional degree. How do they carry on? You see, what's the secret behind, you think?
They represent that part of us we all want to get back in touch with.
That's nice way of putting this. And that second point, which is of course correlated to this point, is that means they're consciousness or their love must be so expanded into time and space, meaning people mean space and the time, must be so expanded, extended to kind of permeate and live, you know. Must be limitless something, no? And otherwise it couldn't live that way. People could easily forget. As a matter of fact, we do commonly say in politics that the public memory is proverbially short, actually. But why in this field, though all are not necessarily so religious, but even then, so many kind of remember in a way. Even if only as